Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith Field Fridays. Good afternoon. I am Sister Cherie, and this show is being broadcast by Kingdom Builders Development Institute, which airs Faith Field Fridays every fourth Friday at 4 o'clock. And I want to leave you with Hebrews 11:6. It reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I would like to open up today with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, our most gracious God, we are thankful today. We thank you for having mercy upon us. This world is in a terrible tribulation at this time. People don't know whether they're coming or going. And, Lord, we just thank you for having mercy, because you could just stop at any time. Our breath just cut it right off. And I thank you for allowing us one more day to serve you, one more day to praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, for allowing us the opportunity. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, and for his sake, we give all honor and praise to you. Amen, amen. In honor of our Martin Luther King Day, which just passed, I want to tell everybody happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I want to recite a quote from him. He had a sermon called "But If Not." It was in regards to faith. He says, "Our faith is so deep that nothing can turn us from it." And he was also, his message was about civil disobedience. This is his quote: "There are times when a man-made law is out of harmony with the moral law of the universe. There are times when human laws are out of harmony with eternal and divine laws." I'll let that marinate for just one moment. That was a very, very powerful statement from Martin Luther King's sermon. "But If Not" was its title. And that goes into our show for today. We will be discussing empathy. Empathy, somewhat like what we discussed last show of compassion. Compassion was being compassionate. It's someone who shares kindness and empathy to others. Now, empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Cognitive empathy refers to the ability to identify and understand other people's emotions. Now, I do want to reference some scripture today, if you would. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It reads as follows: "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Now, I read that from the King James Version, and one of the things that's going on in today's time is a confused state. We all are kind of wondering which way to go and all these different decisions and all these different mindsets. But there's a movement that's called Changed. And when I ran across this, I was kind of skeptical. I said, what is this all about? And sometimes you just can't judge right off. Changed is a community of friends who once identified as LGBTQ+. Now, some people were not familiar with that, but that's lesbian, bisexual, you know, the different genders. Sometimes people don't identify with the bodies that God has given them, so they want to create their own image of themselves. But that's more into a little bit more than what I'm going to talk about today. But the question is, can a person leave the homosexuality behind? Now, Changed is a group that they once identified as being something other than what they were naturally created to be. And because there's this one particular person that stood out to me, her name is Carmen Vaught, and she had an issue with her sexuality. She was a little confused of which area she wanted, because naturally it's man and woman. That's natural, but she was a little confused. But this ministry that appealed to her, it was Jesus Christ. It was the God of our hearts, the God of the heaven and earth. That's what appealed to her. We take it for granted that everyone knows who Jesus is. Not everyone knows. So we can't take that for granted. That's why he has people in the land to be witnesses for him. Now, she did write an article, and I would like to read that to you today. This is by Carmen Vaught. Life before I pursued change felt out of control. It was a constant battle to find peace in who I was and to prove I was good. When I started to have feelings for other girls, confusion entered in. I had no safe place to talk about it, and I believed the shame I carried would only grow if I admitted how I was feeling. Because I was not like other girls and felt rejected by guys I liked, I felt unworthy in my femininity. In my early 20s, I began meeting people in the gay community, and I felt like I finally fit in. This community championed me to come out. As I ran into the arms of this so-called love, my shame and self-hatred actually grew, and I felt that people in the church and my family also hated me. I thought that if my family would just accept my sexuality, then I would be at peace and life would be amazing. After 12 years of family heartache and separation, they started to express their love and admiration for me, and to express their desire for relationship. I knew they didn't agree with my lifestyle, yet I felt their love for me. I thought I'd be ecstatic about that, but I actually found myself thinking, maybe I don't accept this life for myself. 6 months later, my girlfriend of 3 years was cheating on me and moved out. I was miserable. The life I had pursued to find fulfillment left me at rock bottom instead. I was so scared to walk away from that identity because I didn't know who I was without it. I finally told God, I have no idea who I am, but you created me. So you're going to have to tell me. I decided to go back to church. Oh, glory to God. I'm sorry I put that in. On my first visit, I noticed an announcement for a Christ-centered healing and support group for those seeking truth and grace in their sexuality and relationship with God. I attended the first meeting, and when it was my turn to share why I was there, all I could say through my tears was self-worth. This ministry was my place of healing. For the first time in my life, I felt like I could share my pain with others. We met for several months, uncovering the wounded places. And they loved me every step of the way, even in my mess. This kind of love offered me hope, not just something to numb my pain. As I looked to Jesus, my heart changed, and I began to understand who God created me to be. I accepted a relationship with Him, not a set of rules. Now the internal battle is over, and I can walk in peace in my true identity. I love who I am, and I'm different than a lot of women. My life now has so much purpose. I get to use my profession of photography and ministry, travel around the world, and bring hope to others with my story of God's love. His plans are way better than anything I ever imagined. Her name is Carmen Vaught, and I felt empathy when I was reading this. I felt compassion because in this society, we put everything in a box. We try to close it up. We try to define it. We're not gods, not in the sense of being the supreme God. We have bits of God in us because He created us in His likeness. So, yes, we do have power and we do have authority. There's no denying that. That's why we can do a lot of the creations and the different things we can do. We can go on space and because God, it's in us. But I felt empathy towards this lady because now everybody is in a category. You're this, you're that, you're this. Even, I don't want to bring it up, but I'm going to have to. Bruce Jenner. I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm sorry. But this man was renowned. I mean, he was phenomenal, did all the sportsy thing. He got in a house full of women, and then he wanted to become one. And he was on the Ellen show and made the statement. I don't know what all he went through. I don't know, surgeries and stuff. I didn't get into detail. But I know he looks like a woman, and he's had surgery to fix some things. But when he was on Ellen DeGeneres show, and she's a known, I guess, in the LGBTQ community, he made a statement that in spite of the fact that he did all of this to himself, it's still a wounded 10-year-old inside of him. He's still wounded. So all of this transition, all these changes, all these modifications that people try to make, I mean, plastic surgery, I mean, these women are really going heavy with all this stuff they're doing to the body that God gave them. That it's almost as if it's psychotic to me because why are you disfiguring yourself? Some women have gone so far to look like animals, lions in the face, to please someone or to satisfy someone other than themselves. But a key that Ms. Vaught said was self-worth. What do you feel about yourself? That's a key. Most people should start being empathetic to people that are a little bit different. Don't just shun them and talk about them and make them feel bad because they might be going through a situation. Everybody goes through a situation. That's why you should be empathetic towards people, because you don't know who you could be helping. And also, I wanted to mention that it was the church that she was attending. They showed empathy towards her, and that also helped her with her self-worth to find that she was loved, true love. That's the love that God has for us. Despite the fact that they did not agree with her lifestyle, you don't have to agree with it, but you do have to love. Because in the scriptures, God even tells you to love your enemies. So let alone love someone that's not quite like you or has different viewpoints. But I wanted to also read, because of the transition that she made, Revelation chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 9 through 11. Because sometimes people put you in a box. They don't think you can change. Chapter 12, 9 through 11. I'll be reading from the King James Version. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice, excuse me, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. That is so intense, because that shows how much God loves us, just by saying what we've gone through. What we've gone through. There's salvation. Despite the fact that you've done something wrong in your life, there's salvation. God forgives. We have to understand that God is a forgiving God. And if we have Christ in us, we should offer that same type of forgiveness to others. Be compassionate. Be empathetic. Be understanding. None of us are without sin. So none of us can say, this is this and that is that. No. I have no heaven and I have no hell to put anyone in. But I know that I have to be accountable for how I treat people. So how are you treating people today? Are you one of the ones to talk about people and try to put people down because you are, in fact, angelic yourself and you think that you've got all the answers and everything is in control and you've got Jesus at your on speed dial? I don't think so. Because none of us can start the rain. None of us can make the wind blow. None of us can understand the birth process. Can you create a womb? No. Can you create seed? No. So until then, please, people, we have to remain humane. I see all these people thinking they're robots. I go in the store, people walking around with no expression, just there, just walking aimlessly. I'm scared. because people don't have empathy. Nobody has compassion. They just bump into you. I said that last time. People are just rude. They don't, you know. It's just, we can't have that. We have to spread this love of Christ because that's the only way we're going to be able to survive out here. We have to be like Christ. We have to have that mind of Christ. And it's so important for us to do that. And I hope that what I shared today would be impactful to you. And if you know someone that needs to be more empathetic, please, by all means, refer them. If you don't want to tell them yourself, just refer them to the Kingdom Builders blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Now I'm going to repeat that one more time because I did make a little error. www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And you can reference that to them and let them know that it is very important for us to have empathy towards one another. Now, I'm going to read the prayer of salvation. And the prayer of salvation reads, "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior." And if you said this prayer, you have just been added to the family, believers, to follow Christ-like principles. That's the only way. That's the destination. Just like the song said, I got to get myself together because I have somewhere to go. I want to go to heaven. Do you want to go to heaven? I know I do. I thank you so much for tuning in today for our subject on empathy. And I do not want to leave without sharing that once again with a prayer for our sinners, a sinner's prayer. I just hope and I pray that you share that with other people because we have to get ourselves together because we can't just keep going through this life hurting one another or ignoring one another and creating all these different laws, going back to Martin Luther King, creating all these different laws to accommodate how we feel for the day. Tomorrow, mate, it's something different. So you're going to make adjustments every day with these laws? Before you know it, you'll be back in caveman times, building a wall to Babylon. No, we got to get ourselves together. And I thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. To God be all the glory and honor. Have a great week.